I give it up for Neil Singh.
Oh. Come on, Neil! Woo! Sing it!
Ready.
Give it up for whatever the fuck you want to give it up for. Hey, Friday night, give it up for something. That's cool. Give it up.
I didn't prepare. You know, I was trying to I've been trying to get woke recently. I've been talking to a lot of young entrepreneurial feminists. You guys might call them strippers, but you're not woke. Not like me, man. So fucking woke. I was talking to one of these young ladies the other day. She's really smart, man. She's been in college for 10 years, man. But she brought it to my attention that all the dictionaries, Common Use dictionaries, Merriam-Webster's, whatever, right, they're all written by dudes. That's why they call them dictionaries. But the implication of that is that every time we exchange language, in a way, it's being mansplained, right? And that threw me for a loop. I was like, you know what? It's 2024. It's high time for us to have a vaginary, you know? a woman-splained dictionary, you know? And do it correctly. Get 1,000 women from around the world to represent all the different ethnicities and cultures or whatever, and stick them into a room and have them agree upon. The definitions of every single word in the English dictionary. And 20 years later, when they emerge with volume A, we're going to be on our way to one hell of a document. That's all I'm saying. You know? It'll be all color-coded and shit to represent how the same words can mean different things depending on how and when you say them. I'm the only married guy here. You're trying to get to me? Okay. You guys are so blessed with your clairvoyant women. Now take the phrase, take your time, for example. Not once in my life have I heard that to mean take your actual fucking time, you know? Right, last time I heard that shit, I'm at a party, right? I'm hanging out with my buddies, we're having beers, playing poker, right? My wife walks in the door, she's like, oh, I had a lot of fun today. I'm kind of tired, though. You look like you're having fun, though. You go ahead and take your time. That's not what the fuck she meant, man. She meant finish your beer, give everybody fist bumps, get in the car. We got shit to talk about, you know? I'm just saying a vaginary would have been really helpful in that situation. You don't have one. That's a shame. You know, I think it's weird, why are white people the only people that get to have clans, you know? Right, shouldn't everybody just have to get to have a clan? Why not, you know? Midget clan? I'm sorry, whatever. What if all people had to do that? What if I had to say, oh, you don't call me Indian, just call me a person of brown persuasion or whatever. Fucking stupid. That's how we just. I don't know. I just thought about this, but at one point we're not gonna be able to say Jew, and that's fucked up. oh, what are all those people in the synagogue called? Fucking money launderers? I don't know. I'm not sure. Wait, did I have to ask? I just gave you the light. Did I ask one or? Yeah, okay, cool. You know, it's weird. I don't know. I'm at the age, and I guess financial comfort, where I can get whatever I want, at Costco. You know what I mean? I don't know. I saw, there's a fucking dragon bottle of booze. I think it's tequila or something. For $500. And I was like, yeah, that'd be cool to have in my house. You know? I don't know. I moved from San Diego, California to Silverdale, Washington about a year ago. Because I just wanted to be cool again, man. I got stoned earlier, and I'm out of time. So anyway, you guys have been fun. You look real sick tonight, man. You getting laid tonight?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Come on. She's just getting ready for a Dustin, bro. All right.
More comics left here. This next comedian, he hosts an open mic on Thursday.